This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Minister of Training Sandra Husband says the education system in its current form needs to be overhauled. The Barbados Water Authority to investigate an odor affecting Graham Hall and Dover residents. More criticism ahead of the Afreximbank's Bank's groundbreaking this afternoon. An economist tells government to prepare for the exit of IMF in June. And Guyana's president concerned about tariffs on Chinese ships. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Minister of Training and Tertiary Education Sandra Husbands says the time has come for the education system to be overhauled as the current structure is weakening the economy. Speaking at a Barbados Labour Party meeting held at Queen's College, Ms. Husbands described a crisis within the education system that currently observes over 1,500 students failing yearly, a situation she said the island inherited but can no longer afford.
The British, when they set up the educational system in Barbados, did not set it up and design it for people to succeed and advance. It was set up to create a cadre of workers who could help keep the wheels turning for enterprises. And we did not take the time to examine our system properly and upgrade it and change it and create the type of system that will help our people to flourish and help our economy to flourish. So we have this dysfunction in the economy, where the economy needs these types of workers, but the educational system is producing a different person altogether. And what that will do, that will weaken the growth of our Barbadian economy and therefore weaken all of our lives. And that's why it's so urgent that change takes place.
She further stated the overemphasis on academia must be a thing of the past for Barbados to move forward.
I am here to tell you that countries advance on their technical and vocational training. Lawyers are wonderful. Historians are beautiful. But they cannot build out enterprises and build economic growth. Is that making sense? And we have to bring dignity and a sense of pride back to technological and vocational training, and that is part of our remit. Not one child must be left behind, not one young person.
Minister of Training and Tertiary Education, Sandra Husbands. Residents of Dover, St. Lawrence, and sections of Graham Hall have been complaining of a strong odor coming from the Barbados Water Authority's sewage treatment facility in the area. Stationed at the back of Graham Hall Swamp, the facility is set to undergo major upgrades within the next few years on the back of a $110 million granted by the Green Climate Fund and the Inter-American Development Bank through a debt for climate resilience conversion. Project manager at the BWA, Shelley Paris, said while she was unaware of the complaints, any issues encountered at the facility were dealt with urgently.
I'm not sure if there was maybe a breakdown of some sort of equipment or something that happened, but most challenges are addressed within 24 hours. And as far as I'm aware, once we have all the equipment and so on, we keep stock of spare parts as far as I'm aware. If there's nothing on the item, we airlift it in as required. But I am not aware of any challenges specific that would have happened recently. So the plant upgrade that will be implemented is designed to treat the wastewater that we collect and provide an effluent that will be used for agricultural irrigation as well as aquifer recharge on a pipeline that will be leaving the plant and going eastward up to ultimately river and plantation in St. Philip.
There were also concerns recently regarding the use of treated water from the facility, but Ms. Paris again assured Barbadians it was not for drinking purposes and even prohibited for the use on some types of vegetables.
The irrigation of crops will not involve cruciferous vegetables, I believe, lettuce, sweet pepper. You know, those farm directly to table, salad oriented, right? Those are not supposed to be used with that water. So the monitoring systems to ensure that there's no failure and misuse of the water, I believe, will be the best way to ensure that the public understands we're not using this for drinking. And the infiltration wells are supposed to provide during the periods of heavy rains, when there's rainfall, we would direct the water to the aquifer recharge, which is to say the quality is already good. good, and it's going through another filtration process and disinfection when it gets to the well again. So it will not be going directly into any system, anyway, our portable water pipes, through the traditional means of pulling from a well. It's going back through the system again, even though it is supposed to be at a very high standard.
Project manager at the Barbados Water Authority, Shelley Paris. Government's allocation of land to the Afraxim Bank has been heavily criticized by the Democratic Labour Party candidate for the city, Dale Rowe. Speaking at a public meeting held at the Emerton Pavilion last night, Mr. Rowe outlined critical matters at the nearby Queen Elizabeth Hospital and a lack of facilities for youth in the Nelson Street area as priority issues missed by government.
When I went to the children's ward and I saw the condition, I could not believe that we pay taxes. I could not believe that people have to endure this kind of treatment in the hospital. But yes, though, we can give away land for free. We could extend the hospital. We could provide housing. We could provide a community facility for the children in that area. If you go and you visit Nelson Street anytime after 4, you will see all of the little boys and all of the little girls bareback, barefoot, all over the street. And it's not their fault. There's nothing to do. There's no activities. There's not even a community center.
Democratic Labour Party candidate for the city, Dale Rowe. Economist Jeremy Stephen has pointed to a critical moment ahead for Barbados' economy and urges government to ensure systems are in place. Speaking to the conclusion of the International Monetary Fund's ongoing program with the island in June of this year, Stephen said on VOB's Brass Tack Sunday yesterday, it would be crucial for other measures to earn foreign exchange be put in place to maintain economic stability.
I don't see these changes happening in terms of restricting foreign investment in the near term. What has to happen is that the government has to strategically start to demand certain things outright, like what, sorry to use this example, Singapore tries to do to this day, which is the importance of skills transfers and other forms of guarantee, right? The other forms of guarantee might be, you know, you don't repatriate the profits, but you reinvest into something else locally, perhaps. The point being is, you know, you have to have covenants that promote foreign direct investment. Makes the investor feel as though their money isn't being burdened and they can have access to it. And on our side of the fence, doesn't lead to impending doom where we are running short on weeks of imports and can't afford to import food and have to enter back into an IMF program.
Economist Jeremy Stephen. The creative industry is set for a major workshop this year to address the issues of monetization across various social media platforms. Confirmation came over the weekend as the Barbados High Commissioner to Guyana, Juliet Bino Sutherland, hosted a wee gathering dinner in collaboration with YouTuber Wode Mea. During that event, Chief Executive Officer at COSCAP, Dr. Erica Smith, joined online and spoke to the workshop, stating it would be an important step for creatives in Barbados.
COSCAP will host a series of workshops in 2025 focused on key areas to enhance the competitiveness and success of its members. One of the most critical aspects of the modern music industry is mastering social media. Now the leading platform for branding, market expansion, international reach, and monetization. Recognizing the importance of this space, COSCAP is thrilled to partner with Wode Mea, a globally recognized digital creator. Wode Mea has demonstrated what is possible for content creators from the global south, successfully navigating digital platforms despite resource limitations and constraints.
Chief Executive Officer at COSCAP, Dr. Erica Smith. And finally, Guyana's President Irfan Ali has voiced concern over U.S. President Donald Trump's plan to impose tariffs on ships in China, saying this would impact trade in Guyana and the region. In a statement, Ali said Guyana, Suriname, Trinidad and Tobago would need to assess the implications for tankers and other vessels transporting oil and gas. Some of these challenges were raised by the regional private sector organization during a recent emergency virtual meeting held by CARICOM heads. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio will embark on his first official visit to the Caribbean next week with a tour of three nations, including Guyana, Jamaica, and Suriname. The visit will begin in Jamaica, where Mr. Rubio is set to meet with Prime Minister Andrew Holness for talks. He will then travel to Guyana and Suriname to engage with their respective presidents. Recapping the headlines. Minister of Training Sandra Husbands says the education system in its current form needs to be overhauled. The BWA to investigate an odor affecting Graham Hall and Dover residents. More criticism ahead of the Afrexim Bank's groundbreaking this afternoon. An economist tells government to prepare for an exit of IMF in June. And Ghana's president concerned about tariffs on Chinese ships. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. More news coming your way at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.